Great. Welcome everyone to the Wednesday, September 18th, 2024 meeting of the Madison Arts Commission. I would start by looking for an approval of last month's minutes.
Move approval.
Okay. We have, I guess we'll have a motion by Alder Rommel with a second by Mitchell. Is there any discussion about the motion? Seeing none, we can move to a vote. We can record unanimous consent unless if anyone would like to oppose or if anyone would like to abstain. Seeing none, the motion carries. Next, we can move to public comment, and we have two registrants, one which I see here. Susan, welcome. You're here to speak on agenda item number 5, art in public places. And you are in support, and if you would like to unmute, you can have 3 minutes.
All right. Hi, my name is Susan Hobart, and thank you very much for letting us speak today. In 1989, I was the developer of a property on East Washington, 1954 East Washington, the Avenue. And at that point in time, James A. Graskamp had been a leader here in the city of Madison. He, in fact, if you go to UW Real Estate School, you'll see his name as the James Graskamp Real Estate School. He was born in Milwaukee in 1933, and unfortunately, when he was a teenager, became confined to his wheelchair due to polio. He continued to move on, though, as an amazing advocate for people, no matter who they were, for inclusion, and just thinking about thoughtful development. So when we developed the Avenue on East Washington, it was the old neurological hospital. We renovated it into affordable housing. It was accessible. And behind it, we created a universal design park. And that park was named the James A. Graskamp Park. We did that with the neighbors in that area who also wanted to see it as a universally accessible park. It was the first at that point in the state of Wisconsin. During that time, when we had our groundbreaking and dedication, his partner, Gene Davis, spoke along with his mother, talking about why it was important to see a park that was designed this way, but also a park that included art. And that art is the sculpture content. Unfortunately, when the development progressed over the last 3 decades, which now actually has provided dozens and dozens of affordable housing and accessible housing in that neighborhood, the sculpture had been moved back along the lot line. It was damaged during that project. We want to make sure that that project, that the sculpture gets put back into the park now that the car park is being redesigned to also be accessible. Now we want to say, make sure that that sculpture gets put back into the park. Again, it has been damaged during the construction project, unfortunately, but the artist, Michael Burns, has come forward and worked with the current owner, which is Madison Development Corporation, which is a quasi, as you know, city government entity, has worked with the artist to locate it back into the park that'll be accessible. And they're covering the cost of putting in the concrete and the walkway, et cetera. What we are looking for, and I prepared for Karen, a spreadsheet that shows the cost to renovate the sculpture, which is approximately, I think it's $9,900. So that's what we're asking for help from the Madison Arts Commission. And again, this has been a wonderful feature in the city of Madison, not only having this beautiful sculpture that had been in a neighborhood that's pretty underserved when it comes to public sculpture, art sculpture. So that's why we're hoping we can renovate it. And I believe Michael Burns is here to talk about how he came up with the concept of content, being that James Graskamp was in a wheelchair, but he never saw it a problem with materials handling. He always saw it as just one of more opportunities to be creative.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for your comment. And it does look like Michael Burns was able to join the call as Michael's iPad. So Michael, we're currently in public comment and you also wanted to speak on agenda item number 5. So if you'd like to unmute, you can have 3 minutes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah. Sorry about the little mix up there. Well, this was a project that started in the 90s. And to me, it was an opportunity to bring in a lot of interesting aspects of my life and the life in Madison. And that means my ability to work in many media and to capture a sentiment and emotion that was kind of a timeless thing of a person who was physically captive, but emotionally and mentally huge. So we've got a guy in a box, basically. It's not a literal box, but he can't stand up. He can't run around. And even for him, for his joy was fishing. Well, he could fish, but he was still a guy in a box. So I took that and I took the phrase that he used about himself, which was that it's not the form, it's the content. And I took 3 types of Wisconsin stone and 2 types of Wisconsin metal. And I created a circle that would be inclusive to reflect both the inside part, which I did by carving away the stone and shaping the metal to reveal within a rough exterior a polished inside. And I used the metals and the shapes to reflect the importance to me of creating a large world. And this was an accessible park that was well used by the neighborhood. And my understanding is that it still will be. So in this east side kind of central part of Madison, we're going to have some aesthetic content. That's my hope.
Great. Thanks so much. And so those were the only 2 individuals registered for public comment. And I guess before I look to take the items out of order so we could explicitly address item number 5, this might be a great time. We're joined today by Megan Tuttle, who's the new Planning Division Director, and I had the pleasure of meeting her, but I know maybe some of the rest of the commission hasn't. So, Megan, if you just wanted to, introduce yourself to our commission, that'd be great.
Great, thank you so much. Nice to meet you all. As the chair said, my name is Megan Tuttle, and I started as the Planning Division Director at the beginning of August. Happy to meet you all and hear about your work tonight. I have some background in working with the arts in planning through previous roles. Had the opportunity to work on a redevelopment of a city park in Burlington, Vermont, where I was working before I came here, and was able to sit on a city committee that selected public art that got to be part of the redevelopment of that park. And engaged with the arts a bit in some of our planning processes. So I'm really excited that the arts is an important part of the planning division's scope and look forward to learning more about what you all are working on. As I said, I moved here to Madison from Burlington, Vermont, where I had worked as a principal planner and planning director for about 9 years, on a whole range of planning and policy work, particularly as in the most recent years on housing work, zoning policy for housing. That was a big part of what I did. But I am originally from the Midwest. I'm from Northeast Indiana, and it's been nice to return to the Midwest this summer. after a lot of time out in the East. So, like I said, nice to meet you, and thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself.
Yeah, and I guess I would say, is it true, Papa Kobina, that you have some time restraints, or Mitchell? I know Mitchell, you have a lot of time, but Papa Kobina, do you have, was there a specific time that you are needing to dip out of the meeting?
Yeah, roughly around six, latest 6:15.
Okay, great. So just so we can keep things moving, knowing that we have a couple items to talk through, if I could just call on people, and if you just want to give like one sentence about kind of like your background related to the arts, just to maybe give Megan kind of like the full scope of who is involved in that in our commission, and obviously there will surely be other opportunities in the future to get to know this new important staff member better. So I guess just because I'm unmuted, I'll start. I know we met last week, but Nick Pivich, I've mostly come from an arts administration background. I have an MBA specifically focused in arts administration from the Bohl Center here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And then I guess I will just call on people in the order that they appear on my screen. Alder Rummel.
Hi, Megan. I'm glad to see you at my this meeting. This is one of my favorite committees, third time I've served on it, and I love helping with public art. Of course, I live in the neighborhood that, has public wants to put public art everywhere, and like we started putting murals and sidewalk graffiti and everything. And on a personal level, I consider myself a photographer, and although now I just do it to my phone. But I really love photography, so that's my art relationship.
Mitchell, you're next on my screen.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Hey, Megan, I'm Mitch Branscombe. I am an architect by trade and dabble in other art media. And yeah, just have been really happy to be on this commission.
Yeah, and I guess I would add just for Mitchell in particular that Mitchell's worked on some projects that specifically have had arts integration, arts pieces, things like that. Anna, you're next on my screen.
Hi, Megan. I'm Anna January. I currently work for Wisconsin Watch, but I have a background in arts fundraising and grant making, and a master's degree, in art history and museums.
TL, you're next on my screen.
Hi, Megan. I'm TL Luke. I'm a comic and book illustrator here in Madison. Right now, I'm heavily in the political education sphere. So I do a lot of community efforts to bring difficult policy information to, more people that aren't really in politics that find it confusing. So trying to empower people to the polls this year. So that's my main focus, but I also sell products that are sometimes political in nature, but at the Dane County Farmers Market and at markets throughout the year. So maybe we've met before in public, but if not, I'm sure I will see you around.
And then Papa Kobina.
Hello, Megan. Nice to meet you. Thanks, Nick. My main background, I want to say, is most likely dance. I work with a wide range of different artists. I like to think of myself as like a middle bridge to bridge communities of all backgrounds, to just essentially provide opportunities for artists to experience some form of to take their art and make it into some kind of career and connect artists to different organizations, business that they may not have ever had the opportunity to, but also to also pass the history, knowledge, and essence of street dance and culture to the youth community and all.
Great. Thanks so much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having those intros, Nick.
Yeah, of course, no problem. And then seeing that we do have the registrants that had spoke, if it's okay with everyone, if we wanted to take agenda item number 5, which is Registrar 27011 out of order. Is everyone okay with that? Okay, I'm seeing some head nods, so if that's all right with everyone. So I guess I would turn it. So the Legistar item has a lot of information, including photos of what the park used to look like, some photos that I took the other night of the current condition of the pieces, and I guess I as well as the restoration cost. And I guess I would turn it over to staff. Karin, if you wanted, are you the one that is kind of taking the lead on this, if you wanted to speak to this at all?
Sure, I can be brief. We were alerted, well, a while back that this property was going to be doing some reconstruction of the site and upgrades to the park. And as such, you know, they were anyway, and then they would resite it. But they foreshadowed that they have very limited funding and that they really didn't have the funds to do the conservation work that is necessary to get it back into, you know, good shape. And so I did tell them at the time, if they could, you know, come up with a budget and let us know what that is, I could bring it to you for review. Initially, apparently, the Madison Arts Commission, this was before all of our times, did fund the project to begin with, and it has been 89, you know, whatever number of years that is. And I think in the reshuffling of the park, some piece, a piece, definitely a piece was damaged. Michael did say, you know, he was on site and he saved that piece so he can put it back into place. But anyway, in the attached in Legistar, you should have the budget of what it would cost to kind of refurbish it and get it back in place there. It isn't a public piece. It's not public property, but it is publicly accessible, as we've been told. You know, but that is something, I guess, to consider. But it's embraced by the neighborhood, let's put it that way. And you know, obviously Michael is doing a lot of this out of the, you know, goodness of his heart. He's not gonna profit from this. He's just asking for the basic amount to get it put back into shape. The funding that we have available, Mary Rose, Annalisa, and I looked at what, you know, everything's sort of allocated in our municipal art fund. However, we did have one project that has not, we've not been able to advance yet for Teresa Terrace because the artist Anwar, was just too busy this year. He got a residency at the Fist at the, you know, in Milwaukee, and he couldn't pick it up. So, assuming we get funding going forward from the Common Council, we could you know, we could reconsider Anwar's project at that time. But we would sort of have to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul here because the funding that we're given from council, we make plans to spend. Yeah, so that's what's on out for you guys to decide is can we use our public art funds to support the conservation and restoration of this piece? And I think both of the speakers are here to answer questions. They might be able to speak to it better if you have questions.
Yeah, so I guess is there any questions for clarity that people have? Yeah, Alder Rommel.
You saw me just take my mute off and you
Oh
knew.
yeah, no, your hand got raised though first, so
Okay. Karen, can you tell us a little more about rearranging the funds from Teresa Terrace? That was just in the news recently, right? Like, you know, I don't know, there was something I just saw in my inbox about some media that project's getting. So
Well, what I can say about Teresa Terrace is that we hired at one point Anwar to do a oh, I'm sorry, I'm distracted, to do a project with the youth Wisconsin Youth Company who uses that facility. Basically, the glass in that building was getting repeatedly vandalized, and engineering asked us to have an artful application that would sort of protect the glass. And so he worked with the students to start the design process, but then got a number of really outstanding opportunities in Milwaukee and said he had to punt for at least a year while he finished his residency at the art hotel there. And he also got a new job at Museum of Wisconsin Art. So he just had too much on his plate. It's not dead. He's willing to come back to it and circle back if, but it's on hold for an indefinite amount of time. So we might have to, have a serious conversation with him, see if we need to look for a different artist, see if we still, if that's still a priority for engineering. But right now, we don't have plans to use that funding this year.
So
Is that your
that,
question? Yeah.
yeah, thank you. And so if he were still interested and we were still interested, et cetera, there'd maybe be 2025 money that we could, from this fund that we could, pay back if we decided to move forward with this.
That's, yeah, that's what we're thinking.
Okay, thanks. I have to admit, I've met James Graskamp years ago. And he was one of those people that would come to a public meeting, and by the end of it, you're like, who is that guy? He was amazing. He was so smart, and he would capture like the moment you were in and just make you understand it in a different way. He was remarkable.
Thank you. TL?
I guess my question is, did we have any? Let me just say, I love this little sculpture garden. I love the sort of like simplicity and minimalism in the like carving away some like the smoothness, comparing this juxtaposition of materials, and like I'm love. I am wondering if was there anything on our like on the back burner at all that we wanted to fund this year, or is this literally like we suddenly kind of have access to these funds because of this like falling through project?
Well,
Yeah, because I'm just like, yeah, sorry, go on.
I mean, what we asked is for those funds to roll over into the next year to carry them forward.
I see.
So we hadn't, we usually don't go, oh, well, we're not spending that money now. Let's gamble on the fact that we'll get more and we'll use it for something else.
Right, okay.
And so we don't know if we're going to get funded again next year. But I did go to finance this week and there wasn't one question about our budget request. So that's usually a good sign. And I don't know if Alder Rummel has any insight into it. We've heard nothing. We have no reason to believe we won't receive that funding. It's separate from what you are hearing about the operating budget that's in really bad shape, that there may be proposed cuts. It's a whole different pool of funding.
I think you got it, Karin. The capital budget is less contentious, and there was no comments about art. I mean, in the planning division, I think it was really the only capital item.
And yeah, I guess just as a right, the I think the main question, I mean, obviously part of it is like here we have funds that were dedicated towards a different project, that were intended for a different project. But also that technically this is not a city-owned property. It's not technically right, like, but the ways in which the city has been involved with this property, funding it, the ownership from Madison Development Corporation, like the city has in fact invested in this specific property quite a in multitude of ways over the years. And just like, do we think that it's appropriate that a piece of public art that though is not owned by the city, does reflect the public sector is something worth us investing in. So
I guess my like question is, like, we have a couple of like are we reviewing some like Blink applications and stuff? Like, is would these funds be pulling from any local City of Madison public art initiative that we, again, no, like, I'm not trying to suggest that this is not a worthy, like, fundable project by any means, but because the City of Madison has, and Wisconsin in general, has such limited funding, I just want to,
this is the kind of fitting within the capital, right, the difference of the capital budget, as opposed to operating, which is where Blink money and those, you know, like our regular annual grant money comes from. Yeah, Anna?
I'm just thinking out loud, and I want to have the same hesitancy that TL did, that I think this is a really great project. I'm a little concerned about the precedent that it sets for us, like, funding non-city things. And I'm wondering if, have we done anything like this in the past? That might be too big of a question, but I can't recall.
I feel like we have supported, I mean, we try not to place public art in non-city spaces because it's just a bureaucratic nightmare. We have, you know, we've funded things on schools, for example, but it just becomes really hard to work out the ownership, the responsibility. But yeah, we have helped, maybe not at this level, but in my time here, we've helped with smaller projects. So for instance, we funded a piece for the Salvation Army in Darbo. And, you know, then we're called in when that piece sort of fell apart to try to remedy that. There's other examples where there were private gifts of art to the city that then there wasn't an enough endowment. So we, you know, this maintenance and conservation of public art in our community, I think we have gotten involved in the past, mainly because there's not really another entity, especially now with the state's dissolution of their public art program, that can kind of provide some leadership on that. But we don't have a lot of examples, more so in the more distant past, like at the time, you know, at the time this was funded and before that, we were funding a lot more projects outside of city spaces, like Timekeeper or that little stick figure that's on top of the building in the Capitol Square. I can't remember what it's called.
And on the Fred Reiser Center.
Yeah. And we've funded certainly a lot of Blinks in private spaces, as long as the public can see them. So, you know, the corner of the Children's Museum and stuff. But, you know, will this open a floodgate of major public art pieces that are falling apart, that, you know, that people come to us? I don't know.
I'm just being cognizant of time and knowing that it's 6:02. So I guess, does anyone have any further questions, or would anyone be willing to make a motion?
Do we have to make that, like, timeliness, like, we should be making a motion today? Just out of, you know.
I mean, I think, Karin, I guess, like,
I know that
I feel complicated about this one. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel a little complicated.
They're reconstructing the park right now. I might have been told. Let me just quick look at my emails if I've been told about the timeline.
I would say, having visited the green space yesterday, all there was grass seed laid down with hay. And so, the art is as documented in the Legistar item, is shoved to the side.
Obviously, I don't love the condition that this is in. I don't, I feel like as a working artist in this community who is like who is seeing and feeling the finance, the like tough finances that like we just have such limited, but I feel with this not being regardless of like true like community spirit with the like sculptures, that they are like beloved, and not to like this person sounds amazing. I'm so sad that I never got to meet this person. Yeah, I don't know. If I were to put a motion forward, it would maybe be not to for Mac to fund this, or for it to be less than what is currently on the budget list, is my gut feeling.
Papago Kubina?
I kind of second that motion with TL. If there's a way to not, if there's some small amount of funding to help preserve it, we could do that. But by hearing and listening about just the limit and the opportunity of what funding is available, I think this is a hard decision, and it's hard to kind of like say not to preserve it. But that's what my gut feel is also kind of leaning towards as well.
Could I say something? Would you?
Sure. I guess, yeah, it's a little out of order, but that's okay. Oh, sure.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I guess.
From our meeting with Lori Heineman, her indication was that she wants to develop that corner of that empty lot this year, and preferably this as soon as possible. And that means concrete work for an accessible playground structure and pads that would support the sculpture segments. So it actually is like imminent that they will start developing that lot. It looks empty now, but it'll change fast.
Yeah. And I guess I would say that is included in the Legistar attachment, pages specifically 11 and 12 of the attachment. Yeah, Alder Rummel.
I might have missed a little of what TL was saying. Could you just help me get to the same page everyone's at? Are we talking about a match or like some kind of way to kind of hear that we want to, this is a unique situation? I think I was a little distracted because my system is telling me my audio is messed up, so I missed some things.
What I had said was if we're looking to motion for like the full amount, my gut is saying I don't know that we actually can be so flexible with the budget as it is. And maybe because I don't know the budget as well as you guys do, that I don't know if maybe it's like a partial, but I don't know. I don't know.
I guess my concern is like, I don't know enough about the Teresa Terrace, because literally my inbox today was how we're tearing down some buildings and building like missing middle housing. And is that one of the places where the art was going to go? I mean, I don't really
know. The art was going to go on the community center. What went out today was about, new housing development. It's in the same general area, but not.
My understanding was the community center was an apartment, so
it is, yeah. But they're groundbreaking for townhomes.
Yeah. So okay. So that's a separate space. We'll continue.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I think in my heart, I support it, but I worry that here's a thing where we're going to engage youth and have this whole we have this whole thing going. I mean, I believe that we could find money. We could do this, and then next year we'll have to reallocate it. But I just want to make sure everyone is on the same page, and I'm hearing a little bit of trepidation.
Yeah, Mary Rose, you had your hand raised and then took it down, and I just wanted to.
I was just going to answer Alder Remmel's question, which Karen already did. But yeah, they're okay. Separate projects. So yeah.
Yeah, I guess if Though the time is for this is somewhat seems somewhat immediate, I guess, and I know there are other hands, like is there like to refer this to our next meeting, which is less than or just about a month away, I guess I would pose as a potential way to have more time to explore options, even though that is going to put some pressure on the project as it exists. Mitchell, your hand is raised.
I might hear Alden interjecting here.
Yeah.
So sorry. I think I was just gonna motion to not approve, if I'm.
Okay, is there a second? A second from TL with a motion for Mitchell to not approve. I see hand raised. Papa Kobina, is that to discuss the motion, or TL, is that to discuss the motion?
Mine was to second.
Okay, great. Papa Kobina, is that also to yeah. Okay. Is there discussion on the motion before us to not approve funding?
I guess my thought is just thinking about, I just the just to stress that we see, and I know that this is disappointing, but we do see a lot of projects that are in City Madison property that are engaging the community that we sometimes can't find funding for. And I agree with Anna about, I don't know about the precedents that this sets. I would love to see these be restored, but I don't know that Max should be the one spearheading that.
Alder Rimmel?
I would prefer that we could refer and then find learn more maybe next month. So I probably won't be voting to not give the money.
Okay, great. Any other discussion about the motion? Seeing none, I guess I'll move to a vote, and given that there's maybe some discussion. If we want to just, I don't know. I guess we don't necessarily have to do a roll call. There's five of us, but all in favor of the motion. We have one, two, three, four. Those that are against the motion. One. Okay. So the motion carries to not approve. Or to recommend not approving funding. So then, given the project, surely there can be some additional discussion about how to be supportive and encouraging of finding funding for this project. Then, knowing the time, we can move then to the next item on the agenda, which, oh God, I have so many tabs. Which is, and I guess I would say thanks, commenters for spending your time joining us, and sorry that it is a difficult topic that we are navigating. The
I could
next.
say, I'll hang up and say thanks for entertaining this motion and for listening to us.
Yeah,
We'll
thanks. I As someone who graduated from the business school and knows a lot of people from the Grass Camp that graduated from the Grass Camp Center, I am committed to trying to discuss and explore this further. So
good.
you have my backing. So
Thanks for your time, everyone.
yeah. Then moving on to the next agenda item, this is about the public market art and Mary Rose, if I want to turn it over to you.
Yes. So there was an attachment in the agenda, which includes the full proposal. You guys have seen all but two of these pieces before and had actually previously approved all but two of these. So I'm just going to very briefly speak about the two that you have not seen. One is a redesigned work for actual size artworks. You saw an initial design before. Actual size artworks, who we have worked with before, they are local vendors. They redesigned their piece to accommodate some recommendations of the Arts and Cultural Expression Committee of the Madison Public Market Foundation, and designed something that really focuses on the history of the Madison area, and they did quite a bit of research into animals that they felt would be better representative. And the piece is called Greetings, and it is a fiberglass composite sculpture. So they kind of melt fiberglass sculptures together and paint them and et cetera. And it is seated at a picnic table that is inside this waiting area. So right inside the glass doors off the main intersection of the market. And it will be interactive, so people can sit down at the bench and have their photo taken. This piece had, great feedback from the Madison Public Market Foundation board. They really enjoyed it. So that is one piece. And then the other
And
one.
I would, just
Go
to
ahead.
add, that is a badger head on a duck body.
Yes, badger duck.
Yeah.
Badger duck and deer bear. So, a badger duck and a deer bear. Okay, and then the other piece is an untitled mural by Rodrigo Carapia, which was produced for the 2020 State Street Mural Project. And this piece would be located below the stairs that go upstairs to the mezzanine in like the main thoroughfare of the market. And this piece is a jaguar, and which represents basically the Black and Latin communities coming together. So it's really it's a Black Panther and a jaguar kind of meeting in the middle. This piece has been in storage, and we've been caretaking for it, and we proposed this idea of getting this work into the market, and the Arts and Cultural Expression Committee was very excited about it. As a reminder, we have two other murals from this project that are also being incorporated into the market, one in this location right here, PA8, and the other one's right across. So it'll create like almost like a little gallery of three of these murals there. And then we have another mural that's being recreated from this project on the outside of the building. So those are the two new pieces. Any questions?
And I guess I would just add, just as a reminder, because this mural is a brand new piece, where the first piece, Greetings, the original proposal, if you remember, was like the tire thing, and yeah, was trying to potentially incorporate the tire hold spreader. And just so to get a sense that this is, I don't know, maybe a little bit friendlier in West Cary, is I guess I would add my comments, if that's okay. Does anyone have any questions for staff, or given that this has been a topic that we've just, yeah, TL?
I was just going to say that I like the actual size artwork new piece a lot better. I think that that does work a little bit better in that space. And immediately I'm like, oh, I want to sit next to that guy and take a photo with it or something, like, so I think
Yeah.
that it's a little bit more, it activates engagement a little bit more. So I do like that. And I love that artist, Rodrigo. Is that right? I've liked some of his other murals and work in the past. So I think that's he's a great addition, and I think that it would match really well with the Mike Leroy. That's the PA8 that would be above it.
Alder Rommel, you're off mute. Do you have something you'd like to add? If not, it's okay. Otherwise, if there's, would anyone be willing to make a motion? I just know I'm paying attention to the time, Papa Cobina, and this is a somewhat timely thing. Yeah, TL?
So are we just doing a motion to approve
Yeah,
the
to
two new
yeah.
pieces?
Yep.
Then I motion to approve the two new pieces for the public market space.
Great. And I see a second from Papako Bina raised a hand, I think, physically before Alder Rimmel's virtual hand went up. Is there any discussion about the motion?
To clarify, Nick, we're actually looking for a motion to approve the resolution, which is being referred back to council.
Got it.
The resolution includes all of the pieces that you
all the pieces.
10 pieces.
Okay.
8 of which you've seen before with these two new ones, but all
got it.
In that attachment.
And we've had,
Then I amend to say that I to motion to approve the entirety
Great.
Of the resolution,
Great.
Including the two new pieces.
Yeah, and we're okay with that being a friendly amendment then, Papako Bina. I'm seeing you smile. Yeah, and a head nod. Great. So the motion then is to have the whole resolution move forward, which is amending to capture the two new pieces, the funding mechanism of some private funds that were committed. Is there any discussion about the motion at hand? Seeing none, then I guess we can move to a vote. Is there anyone that would like to, I guess, is there anyone would like to vote against the motion? Is there anyone that would like to abstain from the motion? Seeing none, then we can record unanimous consent for this. Thanks so much, everyone, and thanks, staff. I guess just as a time check, Papako Bina, do you need to go? Yeah, you do. Okay, and so I guess I would say that's generally okay, I think, right? I know staff that there's discussion about the blink proposal, but
that's sorry okay. to have to leave, so
no, yeah, of course. And we were hoping to refer the accession and deaccession procedures because we weren't able to meet as a public art subcommittee. And I guess, is there anything just like in a brief moment, staff, that you wanted to add about the administrative reports before we end this call because we lose quorum?
No, we can send out things and refer what we need to the next meeting.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks so much, everyone. And thanks, Papako Bina, for your time. Thanks, Megan, for joining us. We're so excited to work with you. And thanks for a chaotic, quick meeting. So,
sorry again.
No worries. Yeah, enjoy.